WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Pot 107 WIRX. It's the Bong Brothers, man. That, by the way, was a Greta Van Fleet from right here in Michigan.
Yeah, they probably smoked some weed.
Oh, dude, the last time I interviewed him, all of them.
Yeah.
High. High as a kite.
He just floated right to the stage.
Speaking of artists being high, obviously, I've been in this industry for a long time. I'm not going to lie. Pretty much every artist I've ever met has done it. There's a couple that are straight edge, and that's fine. And again, I don't care if you smoke, I don't care, whatever. But I will never forget interviewing Aaron Lewis of Stained.
Yeah.
Great guy. I was interviewing him and Mike. And literally right in the middle of the interview,
dude,
Aaron.
I have the same story.
Do you smoke with Aaron?
Yeah.
He smokes with everybody.
Well, you go and you tell your story.
So I'm doing the interview. This was at Rocklahoma years ago. And Aaron Lewis just lights up a joint just casually. Mm-hmm. I keep doing the interview and he just keeps getting higher and higher as the interview goes on. It was a fantastic interview. Yeah. We're laughing our asses off at the end. I didn't smoke because I'm a professional. But yeah, just throughout the interview, just that joint got smaller and smaller, and he got higher and higher and higher, man. And it was just, glossy eyed.
Was he in a good mood? Was he happy at that
time? It was a great interview.
Nice.
Yeah. Why?
Cause. Listen to my story. So they played in South Bend, I think it was in South Bend somewhere.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine tagged along with me, and we went. Uh-huh. And he's a smoker, man. Yeah. I mean, we're talking. He smokes a lot.
Yeah.
So he had like a couple blunts rolled up.
Oh, fantastic.
And we had the meet and greet. And so, honestly, I didn't know he had it.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had it. I didn't smoke that much at that time. It was like once a...
Not like
once,
now.
Once in a...
Not like now. Not
to, shut up.
Would you smell it on you right now.
So we do the meet and greet, and he's in front of the bus. The whole band comes out of the bus. There's a bunch of people with us, you know, other people that got the meet and greet.
Yeah.
We purposely made it so we're the last ones to take pictures with them before we went to the concert.
Yeah.
So we put our hands over Aaron's shoulder on each side, and I can feel him, my buddy, like lean into him, and he says something into his ear. I couldn't hear it because I was on the other side.
Yeah.
Aaron just immediately dropped everything he was doing right there. He said, "Hey, these guys... they're coming on the bus with us after this picture." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, nice, dude." I'm like, "Dude, what'd you say to him?" So we take the picture, whatever. He reached in, he said to him, he's like, "Hey, man, I got a couple. I got some blunts, man. You want it?" He's like, "Of course, Aaron Lewis." Yeah, of course.
Aaron loves the
And
weed.
So he went onto the bus with him, the band, and a couple security guards. And my buddy busts them out, and he basically just gives them to him. He's like, "Hey, do what you want with them. We're good, you know?" So we hung out with him for like 45 minutes. He smoked both of them pretty much by himself. And dude, in like the whole time he's talking about, it's a sob story.
Yeah.
He's talking about being on the road. He misses his family, his wife. And dude, it was just so depressing.
Oh no.
Like me and my buddy are sitting there, dude. We're like, after a while, we're like,
"Do you feel depressed?"
Like, dude, I'm feeling pretty depressed right now. Should we, you know? And basically somebody comes on the bus. We're like, "Hey, you guys, let's go. You're on stage right now."
Oh,
so we leave
really?
The bus. And so we get into the concert and like we're walking around, you know, with the all the, you know, people that are there.
Yeah.
"But God, we just smoked with Stain." Woo! Like we're just hanging out with Aaron. Everybody's looking at us like,
yeah, okay.
Scrubs. And dude, literally, he walks out on stage. I know he is high as a kite.
Yeah.
I know. Dude, he walks out there and just kills it.
I don't know how they do it, man.
Just kills it.
I don't know
it.
How they do it.
I couldn't believe it.
If I had to play, if I had to do anything while high, I'd lose
in
my
front
mind.
Of thousands of people.
Just crushes it.
Just crushes it. Like, Aaron, you're a pro.
He's sitting there wiping tears away from his eyes and he just crushes it.
This guy just got high and started crying, and now he's on stage just smashing it. So Aaron Lewis, man.
Fantastic. That guy loves his weed.
Yeah.
He loves his weed. It's Pot 107 W High RX lit. That's good.
Yeah.
People getting lit today, man.
Oh, yeah.
And Pot 107 W High RX, it's the Bong Brothers, Brock and Hunter. Happy Legalization Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey.
Should I say?
This is hilarious. I love it. So we were telling about our stories of getting high with Aaron Lewis.
Yeah.
And, I was doing the interview. I didn't get high with him. I've been around in this industry for long enough to have some really good weed stories.
Yeah.
And I want to tell one now that involves Kiki. And she's not here to defend herself, so I'm just going to tell it now. We were at a show in Joplin, Missouri, and I've known the guys from Smile Empty Soul for a long time.
Yeah.
And we were just hanging out, having a good time after the show, sitting there. And they decided to light up. Mm-hmm. Sean did anyways. And again, I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. Don't worry. I don't smoke. You guys go ahead, by all means.
They probably ask you like 3 or 4 more times.
Yeah, hey, you want? I know, I'm okay. I'm fine. Well, Kiki decided to partake.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this was years ago. She's an upstanding citizen now.
Let me guess. She had her shoes off. They were dirty. 30 feet.
She got...
And she had a dress on.
Violently high.
Yeah, yeah.
Violently high, to the point where she didn't say anything for a while. Then all of a sudden, she just stands up and goes, I gotta get out of here.
I don't want to be here.
Like, literally just said, thanks for the good... Like, just dead, just bum-rushed out of the vehicle. Right. Gets headed to the car. Brock, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah,
it's like... Sean's just like, oh, all right, well, good seeing you guys. We'll see you later. Literally, I mean, that was the quickest goodbye you'd ever
seen. You could just watch her fall apart.
Seriously, like, it hit her like a ton of bricks.
It hit her before. She just bottled it up for like 20 minutes. Until finally she's like, I mean, out of nowhere.
We were just sitting there like talking. Sean and I just sitting there hanging out, having a... I gotta get out of here.
I don't like this.
Thanks. Good. It was almost like she was like upset at how high she got.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
So we left. I said goodbye. I'll see you guys next time. And we got in the car and she was asleep like that.
Yeah.
Out.
It's always the people who don't do it. And then they hang out with the people who do. And then they finally do it.
Yeah.
And then they think they can handle it.
Well, see, that's the big thing is for me.
He's into it.
I don't have a barometer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it would be? I don't have a gauge of what I should smoke or anything like that. Booze, I know what I can do. Hell, I could calculate
you
it
know,
down
you know your,
to the cocktail.
You know your limit with booze.
I do.
Yeah, there is none.
No. Good. But yeah, so that's I don't have a barometer. That's why I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. You got to build a tolerance, and if you go into it smoking something that you don't know what's going to happen, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
And, of course, be 21 or older. That's the other thing. Everything we talk about, folks, 21 or older.
Did you ever have a buddy or like a somebody in high school who just smelled like it all the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are the ones that wouldn't dress for gym class. He's going to go over here and sit on the bench. I smoke weed, and I don't want to participate in anything that has physical activity.
They usually had a Follow the Leader Corn t-shirt on. Yep. And Janko jeans.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. It's so true.
And a hemp necklace.
Why do you wear black every single
every day?
Every day.
It's hot out.
And they always had that certain smell.
Yeah.
It's a head shop smell.
I loved it. I love those guys.
You know?
I love those guys.
They were never violent.
No, they're just hanging out. Listening to their music.
They're always pretty quiet.
Yep. Yeah.
Usually could draw really well.
I'm trying to remember the cat's name in my school that yeah, they could. They could draw that S so well.
Oh, sick. They'd kill it. But there's always those kids, you know, in high school. You're like, yeah,
there was a cat in my school that, God, I'm trying to remember his name. And man, he had the pink dreads. He was the best. God, what was his name? He listened to ICP every single day. All right? Insane Clown Posse every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
He loved ICP. And I tell you what, that kid was high 24-7.
Yeah.
24-7. It was hilarious.
Probably had some Janko jeans on.
And he was one of those two, like, you could just tell. Like, every teacher knew. He's like, God, you're high. Can you just do it after school? Come on, man.
We're not going to disdain. We're not going to bust you.
And he was just always it was great. It was great. God, what was his name? Anyway, I'll think of it.
It's probably Josh.
Josh.
Smoke pot.
Josh, what's up, man? Josh. Hey, Josh is swinging by later, man. All right, let's take a quick break. It's Pot 107W High RX. We'll be back. Pot 107W High RX. It's the Bong Brothers.
The Bong Brothers.
Bong Brothers. You know, obviously, weed has officially become legal. Marijuana. I mean, use the technical term. Marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
There are some rules and regulations with that, folks.
So, yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
It's not pure anarchy, all right? You can't just, you know, go roll a fatty and sit on the courtroom steps and smoke it. That's not how it works.
The only place you can smoke it is in your house, right?
Well, let's see here.
And I'm pretty sure you can't even smoke it on your porch.
You can't smoke it on your porch?
Uh-uh. No, because...
You've been doing that forever.
Jeez, man. It's because it's still public... property.
It's your porch.
It's not because
the government doesn't own the air.
Well,
man,
they walk up to it and put mail in your mailbox. That's why.
So don't smoke it by your mailbox.
Well, you can't go on your porch and do it.
That's stupid.
I know.
How else am I going to sit?
I'm pretty sure that's the rule. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I heard
well,
that.
Well, I got some things right here. Adults 21 and up are permitted to possess and consume marijuana.
Yeah.
Up to 2.5 ounces can be possessed and transported at any time. That's crazy to me.
But let's get more into detail. You can't have it next to you. You have to have it in a locked box, I believe, and it has to be out of reach.
Up to 10 ounces can be kept at home. Amounts higher than 2.5 must be locked away. So 2.5, I don't have to be locked up.
In your car?
Up to 12 marijuana plants can be grown at home. More with the proper license. Oh, here we go. What you can't do, you can't drive under the influence of marijuana. That's prohibited, obviously, which is smart. Consumption of marijuana in public is prohibited. Municipalities, God, I crushed that word. I was nice. Worried about going into it. May ban retail sales of marijuana, but cannot ban consumption by adults 21 and up.
Wait, say that again?
Municipalities may ban retail sales of marijuana, but cannot ban consumption by adults 21 and up.
So pretty much what they did in like St. Joe. You can't have any weed shops in St. Joe or
something. Yeah, yeah.
Claire,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, something like that.
On.
Yeah, because let's not get on this awesome money.
You're right, right.
So stupid.
No, we don't like money.
No. Oh, wait, we're going to tax that? No, we don't want it. It's only dirty. Shut up. I'm going to say that right now. All right. I, for what it's worth. And I don't even smoke weed, folks, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't.
Me neither. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I thought of something funny.
It's not funny.
Thought of something funny. But there's so much money to be made. All right, Colorado is literally rolling in it.
I mean, look at your drug dealer, for God's sake. Yeah. He's driving a Mercedes Benz.
With 22-inch rims. Yeah. All right, he's got bling on.
There's a reason there's like 8 girls around him at all times.
Well, that's because of the blow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not because of the weed. that's because those girls want the blow. Let's be honest
dirty
about
strippers.
It. Dirty strippers. Dirty strippers. Got any more cocaine? Damn it, bitch. Just gave you some. Eat a sandwich. Smoke some weed. Calm down.
Why are there so many ladies around you all the time?
Yeah, if you see a lot of hot chicks around, it's not because of weed. Because of cocaine. That's the day I'm waiting for.
You know? But for God's sakes, there's so much money to be made.
Yeah.
You know? So those are the only rules, huh? Is that what you had on that sheet?
I really...
So you can drive around with 2.5 and it doesn't have to be in a case. And locked away.
I think so. And again, don't quote me on this. I'm looking at it.
We need somebody. Right. 19-
well, okay, sure. Yeah, someone can. Well, okay, so WSBT talked to Sheriff Paul Bailey. Each state has approved recreational, has different rules about it. Michigan, each person over the age of 21 can have up to 2.5 ounces on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. I don't think it needs to be locked up in a
you can have it in your
in
pocket.
A lockbox. You can have it in a pocket.
You know what's funny? I just thought of this. I had a dream last night. I got busted for pot.
No. It's your brain is thinking. Guess what, buddy? You're fine. As long as it's 2.5 ounces.
Yeah.
Or under, you're fine.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have it in a box. So more than 2.5. You can drive with more than 2.5. It just has to be locked away.
I guess so.
What is going on? How is this such a 180? Like, well, let's bring it up again, man. When we were young, dude, it was such a bad, was the worst drug you could even think of.
Oh, DARE was all about, like, they touched on, hey, meth is bad, heroin's bad.
Cocaine is bad. But it's just
but you won't do any of those unless you smoke the marijuana. Gateway drug, the marijuana.
You know?
Yeah.
It was pounded into your head as
into
a child.
Into our heads.
That it was a terrible, terrible thing to do. And if you ever see anybody do it, don't hang out with them. They're bad friends.
They're degenerates. And
now it's legal.
Yeah.
And that was like 10, 15 years ago.
I want to see the governor of Michigan as high as a kite.
You know? No, you want to see Pat Moody high.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know how much weed he would have to smoke to even get his mustache tingling a little bit? That's a hearty man right there. See Pat just doing huge bong rips. From the newsroom. I'm high as a kite.
More
Pot 107 WIRX. Sorry, man. I was jamming out to that song, man. It's the Bong Brothers, Rock and Hunter.
What's up?
Good morning, 420 in the a.m.
It hasn't changed, huh?
It hasn't 20. It hasn't 20. It hasn't changed.
Jeez, man. Is your clock stuck?
I don't know, man. You're stuck.
Stuck with you.
Wait, hold on. Hey, you're lucky to be stuck with me. Hold on, we're getting a phone call. And I think I recognize this number. I don't know if this is going to be good.
No, don't answer your cell phone. It's the studio.
Oh,
line.
Yeah, the studio phone. Sorry. Moron. There we go. Let's see if we can. Hold on. I can't figure out the phone, man.
It's the studio line. Hit the button.
I got it. I got the button. Here's the button. WHIRX, hello.
Rock?
Yeah.
Hunter?
Oh, hey, Boss Man Bill. What's going
boss
on,
Boss Man Bill. Bill.
So you tell me. This whole WHIRX, you know, a couple things I know to be true. One, you guys couldn't have pulled this off all by yourself.
No, we totally did.
All right.
No. And so I need to find out who really helps you. Yeah, from the website to the little commercial saying WHIRX, there's no way you could have done this yourself.
First, I
need to find out who's responsible for this and talk to them and explain the concept of consequences to them.
Oh, no.
It was Benny. Benny did it.
Yeah, it was Benny.
It was Benny. This was all Benny's idea, and I think Kiki helped, too.
Yeah. Who else don't we like?
And are you boys telling me the truth?
Yes.
Well, it's a perfect day. I want to thank you for this whole pot initiative because I'm on 12 just west of Niles behind a car that has a WIRX bumper sticker on it going 21 miles an hour.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
To be fair, though, the roads are kind of slick out there. Maybe they're just trying to be careful on the roadways.
All right, all right.
I think I'm done now.
Thanks, Boss Man Bill.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't think about him listening today.
What?
It's Pot 107 WHIRX.
Are we fired?
I think we're all right. No, because we're playing Metallica.
Hell yeah.
This will make up for it, man. WHIRX. Yeah.